Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
The last, but not the least, is Deacon Blessing. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we pray then? Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory for the things we've heard this evening. But we ask that again, we want to continue. We pray you again speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for answering prayers. For in Jesus' name I've prayed. Hallelujah. Again, I want to appreciate the pastors for this opportunity. Yesterday evening, praise God. I actually don't even know how to start now. All right. Initially, I actually don't know what to say, but thank God for Deacon Paul and Deacon Mike that has helped us. Praise God. We're still talking on the power of the kingdom. Praise God. And as Paul said when Daddy came to round it up, that one of the things that limits us is fear. Praise God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4. First. 1 Corinthians 2, 4. That's where we are. He said, I think he gave it a topic, effective way of demonstrating the Spirit. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. No. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. What still conveyed the demonstration of that spirit was still his speech. Praise God. What I want us to look at is our speakings at times. Praise God. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but the demon, what still conveyed it? He said, yes, the hands conveyed the miraculous. Yet his speech too, in his speech was demonstration. Praise God. And most times, the enemy tries to shut that voice. Especially when we see mountains. In the midst of when mountains appear to us, the intention is to shut the voice. Once the voice is shut, we are losing hope. Praise God. Once that voice is shut, we are losing hope.
One day, Christ Jesus and his disciples were walking. And probably they were just, maybe just said this. He just said, just caused that victory. He didn't do that declaration, like the name, this victory you caused. He just spoke it, and you know, like take for example, you just come around and you just serve daddy water, and it's like, oh, God bless you, and you just feel it's just normal, God bless you. Christ Jesus spoke that word, and Peter and the rest were just thinking it's just normal. The next day, they discovered that it was withered, and they quickly called his attention. Ah, master, yesterday we were passing by, and you just said, and then he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he was giving them the operating principle behind what happened. He said, whosoever shall say, unto this mountain, what mountains bring is fear. Paul was now telling Timothy, he said, Baba, no give you a thing, the spirit of fear. How he take identify fear? He identified fear as a spirit. Baba no give you spirit of fear. Everything where Baba give us are clean things. That means the spirit of fear is unclean. What did Christ Jesus do to unclean things? So, when fear is troubling us, what are we supposed to do? Praise God. So he said, whosoever shall say, hallelujah. Now let's look at it in the case of Jonah. Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. You know, everything Jonah went through, he summarized it with a poem in this Jonah chapter 2. Praise God. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, thou heardest my voice. Then he started describing the things he faced. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the flood compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my... You know where the weeds are? They became his head. It was like there is no hope again. But in that mist, his voice was still loud. One thing that he didn't shut was his voice. Please, let's go again. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Verse 6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The head with our bars was about me forever. That's life imprisonment. I was sentenced to life imprisonment. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The head with her bars was about me forever. There is no hope again. Yet, in that mist, his voice was still loud. What the enemy tries to do is to shut our voice even when we see mountains. I
They say, how did this start? How did all this, Muslims, how did this start? Okay. Abraham and the rich man was talking in that, what's it called? Gulf of Abikin. Then he said, I have five brethren, my own people. He was interceding for his own people. He knows his own is already finished. But at least my own people, make one person just go. Then Abraham responded. He said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear him. Praise God. Meaning they speak. The last verse of that particular chapter, he said they would be persuaded by their words. I'm paraphrasing it. Praise God. The persuasion that the scriptures carry is enough to convince any man. What I'm trying to say is this. Go out, reach out. And yet, probably because we are shy, because we are afraid, just to preach the normal gospel. Okay, I think 400 levels. When I... 400 levels. That's 300 levels, because 400 levels. First entered, we started Obaikiri Tobanla. Obaikiri, preach. When we get to this place. Now go to Obanla, nothing happened. Came back again, nothing happened. Then I just decided, entered, bah. Then first time it happened, oh. Then we just preach like that. What I'm trying to say is this. Daddy said something. That there are two ways. There is test and then there is some that it just happen normally. Now, what I'm trying to say is this. That as a young believer, go out, reach out. Nothing much is even expected for you to share. Just share your testimony. Gradually like that, there has been times from Akure to Lagos, preaching in the bus, and then somebody will still come around and talk and say, and say some other things like that. It's your life. I want us to carry, pick this gospel. The first thing, he said, is the power is still... The things we talk of is the power of God unto salvation. It's nothing should limit us. If we are being saved, it shouldn't be that one fear, probably we're shy, should stop us from sharing. Let me tell us something. Something happened to me recently. I took a decision, and most times I'll be wondering, is this God's leading? Then I've discovered that you following God does not mean there won't be doubts at times. Praise God. But what you are resting on is very, very important. What we are resting on is very, very, very important. He said they have the scriptures. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Okay? He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. It's also like saying that these
testimonies of these persons carries enough persuasion. The witnesses of these persons, they are enough to persuade our hearts. Praise God. There are times we need to follow blindly. There are times that to express the power of the kingdom, there are times we need to follow. See, let's not be scared of being embarrassed. There are testimonies of those that were embarrassed in the scriptures. One day, all the disciples gathered. And then a person that had epilepsy, and maybe he was also deaf. And they did everything possible. Nothing happened. They were making jest of him. They were arguing. And Christ came around and was asking them, I don't know if we can look at. And Christ came around and was saying, why trouble? I think that was the statement he made. I've forgotten. Why trouble the master? Praise God. That was embarrassing. And they had to come again. See, when you go out, most times when I read that part, I always thank God for the questions those people ask. Once we go out and there is no result, then you come back and meet the person. Baba, we went out today and I said blah, 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 blah. Nothing happened. What happened? And what went wrong? They came again and asked him privately. They said, why couldn't we cast out? Then he now told them what happened wrong. There was a time in the midst of storm. Christ Jesus was there. And they came saying, you don't even care at all. You don't care that we are perishing here. And then he came, addressed it, and asked them a question. Where is your faith? And I've been wondering, what does that mean? Because the painful part was, those people did not respond again. That means they understood that question. Where is your faith? And at times I will feel, maybe he had. Why didn't you speak to it? Once we see mountains, the fear of mountains should not shut our voice. That's the essence of what I want to talk of this evening. The fear of mountains should not shut. Why didn't you speak to it? If you have spoken to it and nothing happened, then you come back and say, we spoke, nothing happened. They will tell you what went wrong. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. I think I will just stop.
Hallelujah. Amen. I got some eyes. Is it the drama? Oh, the anointing. I don't even know which one to address. Praise God. But, you know, I've not seen it like that before. He said, Dutch Peter said, I tithe the words of man's wisdom. But we did not know that even that power he talked about was demonstrated via speech. But we know what he was saying. That it's not, look, it's not about phone. It's not about big, those words that carry, if you are going to be tall, you have to be taller. It's not right. You know? I think there are people whose ministry is like that. I have a friend, when he sees you, he's always with rhymes. Instead of you going up, you will go in this way. What are you guys talking about? You know, and he was buying something from him. It's always about money, 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 money. But I thank God, yeah, I've been delivered. Last time he saw me, he said, I'm now an herbalist. Praise God. There is something we must pay attention to. Our words, our speech. So let your words be seasoned with salt, that those who hear, are you with me, may be blessed. power is conveyed by my words. Even when you lay hands, power does not flow until words are uttered. It was said of Samuel that his words never fell to the ground. I think those men got to a place in their lives that God was bound to fulfill whatever they say. They just look at it. They don't say, Holy Spirit, what should I say? No. Once they say it, Holy Spirit implements it. They just look at you and say, you are guilty. And you now say, God, is it true? God, if he said you are guilty, was he guilty? No, no. You know that kind of thing. When Elisha spoke and judged those young men, people said they were boys. They were not boys. They were young men. They were making fun of him. A bold man. Bold-headed man. Bold-headed man. And you see, for him to have spoken and God would have responded. There's a scripture. It says you don't make fun of the blind or the aged. Praise God. And they were making fun of his bald head. They were not boys. They were young men who should do better. Are you with me? It was not a one-off jest. And they went away. No. Can you imagine they follow you from beginning of Oba Kekere to Obala? Say you understand. And man turned around and condemned them. And Bible said, what came out? Bears came out and mauled them and killed all of them. None of them escaped. I'm very sure bear was not in that region. His words created that bear. That is my own take. Praise God. You can go and rationalize it. That's your problem. But I've had the testimony that pastor gave of the story. So the story, thank you, not a testimony. It's a bad testimony, but it's a testimony. Of the late Olowo Ofowo Ogunye, who sent a word to the headhunter of Owo that was desirous of eating a particular meat. And the headhunter sent word back to him. He is also an hunter. Let him go into the bush and go and get the something. Now, what's his problem? And pastor told me that, and he stood there in anger, and he summoned that animal to come out and kill the man. Then he came out of the wall and hit the guy man and killed him there and disappeared. That's what called to. And everything you see them do, they saw it somewhere. Igbe, what's Igbe? Where did they get the technology from? They saw it in Philip. So there is nothing they want to conjure that is new. But we are not competing with them, praise God. But don't forget what we are saying. It's about words. And I found by experience, though we will talk about that as we go further, is that if you're a person that speaks carelessly, you will not trust your words. If you're a jester, you won't trust your words. Probably that's why Paul said that we should avoid jesting. Because there's a way that thing reduces the value of your words, both in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. Hallelujah. So let's pay attention to the words we speak. And let's pay attention and understand that the first thing that I'm just reiterating the things I said. That the first thing fear we want to shut up is your speech, that you will not be able to talk. You know, when we run to the road, the first thing is, hey, by me, oh. That's what fear will produce. But can faith produce? It is well. This is not a problem. Hallelujah. It takes training. It takes training. And the other thing I guess you were trying to tell us again is, what's the third one now? We spoke about something. I don't remember the third one. If I remember, we'll pray. Praise God. I want to thank the three of you for being a blessing to us. Can we appreciate that? Hallelujah. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.